Experts expect that by the year 2050, the agricultural industry will need to produce 40% more food in order to keep up with the growing population. But that's becoming more challenging for farmers. WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports on how an effort to decrease air pollution is impacting the food on your plate.
Rich Mort is a fourth-generation farmer. He and his dad own about 2,000 acres of property in Pendleton, Indiana. Mort's fields look beautiful, but rewind a few years ago, the corn plants had a distinctive yellowish color. They were sulfur deficient. Mort explains that corn plants that don't get enough sulfur develop yellow streaks on their leaves. It's something that's affecting a lot of farmers, and it's a growing problem. The Clean Air Act was amended in 1990 to strengthen air pollution requirements. The plan was to make the air better for everyone. But Richard Grant, a professor of agronomy at Purdue University, says doing so created some unexpected consequences.
The acid rain problem, in fact, started because we got rid of soot. So when soot got out of the part, out of the smokestack, suddenly we had acid rain. And so then they cut the SO2 out of the smokestacks, and now we have lack of sulfur for crops.
And sulfur is essential. According to Purdue experts, most plants need between 20 to 50 pounds of sulfur every year. The amount of sulfur plants get has been decreasing consistently over the last 30 or so years. But in the last five, it's decreased by half, making it a substantial issue.
So now we sit in a situation where the state is getting about 10 pounds per acre in the north and something a little bit less than 20 pounds per acre in the south, and it's not enough. And the south part has continued to shrink year after year.
Farmers can apply sulfur supplements, and many do, but some don't when they need to. And for Mort and his dad, it was both.
We planted the same maturity corn, the same day, same population, same tillage practice, same everything. The only difference was is I variable rated my fertilizer, and I put on a ton to the acre of gypsum. My dad straight rated his fertilizer, and he put on no gypsum.
Gypsum is calcium sulfate dihydrate, a natural mineral. Mort says his dad just didn't want to pay for it, but says for his side that did receive gypsum, the results were remarkable.
This, you were driving 50 mile an hour down the road, and there was a very distinct line where our corn that I put gypsum on was dark, healthy green. Where dad did not, it had a very yellow, sulfur deficient look to it.
And then they shelled the corn.
When we got the data out of the 2630 John Deere display that we run and we compared that in Apex, it ended up being a 42 bushel an acre difference.
Not only that, but after breaking down the cost per acre, Mort's input cost was $19 an acre cheaper than what his dad's was. It took some time, but Mort's dad is on board with gypsum after seeing those results. Gypsoil is a company that sells the supplement. The company has stockpiles of gypsum, which resemble big mounds of sand, and it feels like damp flour. Ron Chamberlain is the chief agronomist for Gypsoil and is an expert on the mineral. He says for Mort, gypsum provided the sulfur in the right form at the right time.
So it's critical in the timing that the plant get that sulfur, not only in the beginning but throughout its life, but certainly in the beginning as the yields are being established.
Mort is proud of the results, but he and agronomy experts stress farming is situational and varies season to season.
I ordered a crystal ball for farming. It just hasn't showed up yet.
It's impossible to take all the risk out of the farming industry, but Mort says adapting different practices and trying new technology can be helpful. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.